again. This is KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM. Fernando Velasquez speaking to you today at 1:31 in the afternoon. Right next to me in the studio, Paula Solomon and Jonathan Markowitz. On the telephone line from New York City, Mimi Rosenberg, member of the WBAI Bylaws Committee. From up north in California, we have Carol Spooner. She is a member of the Interim Pacifica National Board subcommittee on bylaws, and it's your turn for us and you and everybody else to get involved and discuss the future of KPFK, the future of the Pacifica Foundation, how are we going to run this network for the good of everybody involved. So
thank you so much, Fernando. One thing I'd like to add is that I'm also a member of the bylaws committee in Los Angeles here. We're going to be taking listeners' comments on the line, listeners' questions and comments. We'd like people to keep them brief and as polite as possible. And we will get answers. That's what this program is designed to do. Great. But since I have the microphone, I'd like to take just a slight prerogative of the mic to put out that we have something really unique, and that is a national network of a very different sort. It's non-commercial, which means that we're not influenced by profit motive. And what I would like to know from everyone, and you can answer this as you answer other people's questions, it's okay, I don't want to take time right now from the listeners, but we have an opportunity to know what's going on in all the rest of the country as well, and I'd like to see perhaps some way that we can get a little bit more in touch with all of the rest of the Pacifica stations that are happening, that are broadcasting all over the country, so that we can be more. We here in California, I think we take the a little bit of ourselves maybe isolated and seriously. Now, anyway, we're going to go to Frank on line one.
Frank, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'd like to hear what some of the thoughts are about the issue of this the new structure, this new governing structure is being structured by activists, limited community of activists, of which, you know, I would proudly call myself one. But I remain very concerned about the fact that I think there's a large listenership and a lot of valid issues that are out there that are not necessarily represented within the activist community and within the parameters of which groups are being defined currently in these discussions, and what the thoughts are, or if there's going to be an attempt to include some of those other interest groups.
Okay, Jonathan, you got something to respond to that?
Yes, well, there actually have been many listener groups that have existed or been started up and faded out, and other groups come to the forefront or in the community. It's granted, you're correct, there are a lot of listeners that are not represented, and part of what's going to happen in this transition, at least I'm hoping that it happens, because I have been involved in bylaws drafting for actually going back to 1997, is that more and more programming will address this. The listeners will get interested, find out more about where these discussions are taking place in the community, because it is a difficult, time-consuming process. It's not something that's just going to happen just by snapping our fingers, and it has to be done. So I'm hoping that you and whomever else you know that may be interested can get involved, call the station, check out some of the websites, get involved in some of the email list discussions and the like. And by the way, somebody's handing me some information here. Okay. There's a WBAINet, www.wbainet.net, which has a number of the proposals that many people around the country in all the signal areas have put forward for discussion, and also serious proposals that are completely fleshed out. So I do encourage you to get involved.
Now we're going to go to Jerry on line two.
You're on the air, Jerry. Oh, my goodness, we lost him. Jerry? Okay, we go to Paul. Paul, hello. You're on the air, brother.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to thank Carol, especially Carol and Jonathan, for at least trying to make clear and succeeding to some extent what is incredibly complex. Yes. However, I want to make a point and then ask a question. I think, I'm sorry to say, now I've been involved, as people on the air might know some of them, in this particular process, the bylaws process, from the beginning. Hearing this program, for me, and I've been involved now for weeks and months, it was like listening to Shakespeare or reading Chaucer. I think I understood every second word, maybe. I think, by and large, what has been said so far is largely incomprehensible, I believe, will be largely incomprehensible to most of the listeners.
No offense.
I didn't understand much of it. Too complicated for me. Mm-hmm. And so, as I say, I've been involved with it from the beginning. That's first. So, second, I have a question especially for Carol. Carol, now the documents, this now the station origin coming from you and the National Board, the statement of bylaws, which is, now what happens next? Where does it go? Where does your document? And now there's a second document from a gentleman, I can't think of his name, Rob Robinson or something?
That's correct.
Those two documents, which come from the five statements from the different stations of proposed bylaws, you've now looked at those five different station documents, now come up with your two documents. By the way, another compliment, I really, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the emphasis on listener membership on these various committees. But in any case, your two documents that are coming back, to whom are they going, and what then happens? What is next?
Well, I want to say three things. First, I believe there should be cards played on KPFK where the bylaws subcommittees meet and times and places and dates. People who want to get involved should go to those meetings because it takes 4 or 5 hours to talk about something we have 30 minutes to talk about. So that's to address your it's incomprehensible comment, Paul. It really, you know, we
not
do the
your,
best
not
we
your
can.
Fault.
The next, to answer your last question, under the legal settlement agreement, we are on a timeline where we must adopt bylaws. And the provisions in the legal settlement agreement are that we need to do it by the end of this year and get our local boards elected by the end of this year. There are some provisions for an extension if we absolutely must have it. What happens is that two segments of the bylaws, how the local boards are elected and how the national boards are elected, must be approved by 3 out of 5 of the current existing local advisory boards, the ones sitting now. They have the vote up or down, so 3 of them have to agree on something that says how the local and national boards will be elected. The remainder of the bylaws, and including those provisions, must be approved by 2/3 of the current interim board of directors. That's the process. Those are the people with the votes, the current local advisory boards and the current interim national board.
Thank you for that answer.
Wait a second.
We have Jerry back online, too.
Excuse me?
We have a switchboard full of people trying to participate, Mr. Paul.
Yeah, just ask one.
Yes, please be brief because we want other people to get involved.
From what I understand, then, it is now out of the hands of the listeners.
The local subcommittees that have been working on these ideas, brainstorming, have a lot of input, but they don't have a vote. That's right.
Okay.
What we are doing is creating a system where you will have a vote in the future, but those with the vote right now are the current local advisory boards and the current national board.
Okay, thank you.
Carol, how many drafts are there going to be from this first draft?
This is Jonathan.
I don't know. Right now there are 2 working drafts.
Mm-hmm.
I expect they will go through some iterations. Our idea, our aim is to bring about something that 3 of the 5 local boards can agree on and 2/3 of the national board. So there's going to be some more synthesizing, some exchanges back and forth. At www.pacifica.org, there is a bulletin board being created right now where people can make suggestions. Those suggestions will be forwarded to the entire board of directors.
Carol, we're going to go back to our caller. We just lost Jerry. He's back. Jerry, please say your thing. Participate. Be with us.
Hello.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Well, my concern is that with KPFK, at least, there's very little focus. What the station mainly achieves is making people aware of the political shenanigans which are going on in this country today and the lack of objective reporting. You are capable of doing that. When I tell somebody about what they should listen for on KPFK and they turn in, they get 3 hours of exotic Persian music. I don't understand that lack of focus in a day when all radio stations have a focus as to what they are trying to achieve. Could you perhaps address this?
Well, actually, this is not the program for that.
Yeah,
we are
discussing bylaws, right?
We're discussing bylaws, and we will have future programs on programming. In fact, we have an ongoing committee that's making an attempt to make that a more democratic process as well. And we will put cards on the air as to when that committee meets, and you're welcome to participate. We need all of the listener participation we can get in that. So I'm sorry to cut you off on this one, Jerry. It's been noted, and a lot of people have those same concerns. But we're going to go to Ron on line 5.
Thank you, sir. Ron, go right ahead.
Hi. Hello, anybody there?
Yeah. Everyone is listening. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, I have the same concerns about the station and how things will work out with this. I was thinking about 1994 when we did have a nice manager there. He was Cliff Roberts. He was a black football player, as I remember. He was doing a good job. And then up in Pacifica, up in, I think, Berkeley, Pat Scott was the one who changed everything. She sort of got rid of everybody. They threw out all the people who were all kinds of interesting scientists and stuff like that, and just very articulate people who had programs, and all of them were junked, including the manager. And they put on a bunch of blacks who were just all racist, anti-Semitic, anti-Korean, anti-white, and who I'm just thinking of the one, Nzinga Heru. Every time she came on, everybody, the Jews are the enemy. Then they had Richard Byrd, who said the Jews are the Mongol people.
Ron, what does this have to do with bylaws?
He's still on there. He's still on KPFK, and he's totally anti—he's a racist.
Ron, please make a link, establish a connection.
Okay.
What does it have to do with bylaws?
What's going to happen now? Because I've heard various black, broadcasters or other people on KPFK saying, we wish we could get back the way it was. They mean the racist, you know, hate radio, where we used to have good stuff, which is supposed to be in the sense of having harmony in the community. That's the basic bylaws of KPFK, to promote harmony, and these guys are definitely not into that. So that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your call, Ron. We're going to move right along with the next person. But Jonathan, please.
Well, I wanted to mention, Ron, that you know, one of the main issues that we're going through with this bylaws writing and ratification process is going to be specifically determining how programming decisions are made. So hopefully you'll be able to get involved in that process. And so it was just mentioned by Paula that there is a committee forming about that and other mechanisms.
Line 7, no name. Please go right ahead. Hello?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Sasha from Los Angeles. And, boy, this is so complex, but I'm very grateful that this program is being aired. And I guess I just want to resonate with the caller who reminded us about the folio or the absence thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And that until we actually get one in print version, I think, you know, we really need to make sure that that gets up and running, that can be done, you know, like within hours or days online.
Sasha, please allow me to interrupt you. We are trained to have a discussion on bylaws and how we're going to elect the Pacifica National Board of Directors so we can have a national governance that is suitable for a progressive radio network. Do you want to say something regarding this
Fernando,
issue?
Fernando, may I say something?
Yes, please. Mimi, go right ahead.
Mimi from New York. I actually think the brother was very much on target. We've obviously heard at least two people now who've said that while they're attentive, they find the material very dense, very turgid and confusing. And those of us who are even obsessed with it find that to be the case. So it seems to me that it is incumbent upon us to figure out flow charts
portfolio's ways of communicating to a greater number of listeners who may not be able to attend every meeting, because obviously a well-informed listener is where our strength ultimately lies, no matter what the final governance structure looks like at this juncture. So,
Mimi, you're absolutely right.
That has
you know,
the
and there's
process.
Another thing, too.
Folio is currently being developed, and we expect to have a new one in the near future. So, Mimi, you're right on target, but it's already we are working on it as we speak.
Thank you.
But maybe a way of putting out some things in a more simplified fashion, as I said, I'm a big believer in graphics and flowcharts, to a broader audience of listeners that merely are tuned in at a specific moment or come to meetings, might be incumbent upon us as part of that democratization and participation process.
Mimi, your point is very well taken. We're going to thank Sasha for calling us.
Wait.
Yes.
I just wanted to... Hello?
Please be brief.
We have
a lineup of people
trying
to participate.
Okay, I just wanted to say, exactly what I was saying. If it's more graphically represented, then it can be kind of, in a way, objectified for all people to see.
Very good point,
you know,
sir.
The ideas can be represented so, you know, we can make... Until we get this solved and completely hashed out, the purpose of the folio can be exactly for discussing bylaws. And
that's great.
The
we
Good Light
so
Board
much.
And all the other boards and everything are all good. But if we can come to, like, this thing where we have a consensually agreed-upon way of representing these ideas, where that all the people are dialoguing and putting them out so that they're in one uniform, you know...
Yes, and that's a really good way to develop it. We're having so much good participation here. We're going to go to Lerner, and thank you, Sasha. We're going to go to Lerner on line 12.
Lerner, go right ahead.
Yes, I appreciate this.
Please speak up, Lerner.
Hello, I appreciate this opportunity to get involved with the Pacifica governance here on the air. I think it's a great idea. I've been involved with Pacifica on and off when I've lived in listener areas for about 20 years. I've also been involved with other community radio stations. One of the ones I liked the best was where the listener subscribers elected 100% of the governing board and a programming board. I'm wondering if there's any bylaws proposals that include this this option.
I will respond to that.
Ms.
Yes,
Carol
that has
Spooner.
Been under discussion. That is something that has been considered. And, in fact, under the Robinson proposal, the listeners elect 100%. Actually, they elect 10 out of 15 directors, and the directors then select 5 more. But there's another stream of thought, which is that our producers and programmers are essential to the process of running a radio station, have a great deal to offer in the way of knowledge and perspective, and have committed... Many hundreds of them are committing volunteer time to do this, and that their input is very important, too. So there's another stream of thought that says we need to have some of our directors elected by them.
Carol, thank you very much. Now we're going to go to Mr. Tom on line 8. Go right ahead, sir. Tom? No one there.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
My concern is this. I've been listening to KPFK for about 30 years now, and I can't remember what year it was, but there used to be a Native American Red Earth news program, and I hear that you want to develop something that has not existed before, and you mentioned participatory democracy. Well, I just want to point out that there is a model of participatory democracy, and that model is the Six Nations or Iroquois Confederacy. So it would be appropriate, I think, to begin at the beginning, which is looking at Native peoples and the models of participatory democracy that were developed among Native peoples, which, by the way, were the somewhat of a model and inspiration for the creation of the United States democratic system.
Sir, we want to thank you. Yes, that's a wonderful idea.
If the founding fathers looked to those models, why not KPFK consider as guidelines? You know, doesn't have to replicate exactly.
Tom, can you participate in the bylaws committee? Can you come to the meetings?
I'm far away. I'm calling you from a phone on the road. I'm a teacher. I work in a school. I think KPFK needs to function like a university of the air and as a cultural center, a multicultural center. And, you know, we need to all need to find out what's happening in the planet, in the nation, in the local community, and so on. And the structure for what it is that KPFK is supposed to do, it's already been created in the mission statement. I think that's a very good beginning there. And then as far as the governance goes, what I'm proposing, look at the model of the Iroquois Confederacy.
Thank you. And we'd like to really welcome that participation. Jonathan would like to say something, then we're going to go to Sandra on line one.
Quickly, I had a comment about the previous caller, Lerner, and I'm sorry I didn't speak up then. I think what Lerner was addressing or concerned about was whether or not listeners would have the power to select programming council members. In other words, the control of programming or decisions about programming should be, according to, well, Lerner's point, should have a lot to do with listener control. And so I think that was the question he was addressing.
Yeah, Jonathan, don't you think that we should address this question when we do the program about the programming council, perhaps?
It will definitely come
right
up
now,
then.
We're going to go. Yes, we're going to go. We have very few women participating on this program. However, we do have Sandra and Lupe. So we're going to go to Sandra next. Go right ahead, Sandra.
Hello. Greetings to everybody. Three quick things. What is the term? How long is the national boards and local boards elected for? Do we still have the same lawyer? I heard on the last national committee meeting, public meeting, that we were using the same lawyer as from the old days. Is this still in effect? And also, what about terming the programs as well so that they're rolling over all the time and then there's no argument about who's on the air and who's not? It's just time, you know, 6 months, change. Thank you.
Let's see.
Carol?
Questions in order. In both proposals that are out there now, the terms of national directors are 3 years, elected in staggered terms, a third each year. There's another suggestion that they be shorter, that they be 2 years, and that, you know, anything is up for grabs. It could be 2 years, but the proposals out there now are three.
Thank you.
Are we still using the same lawyer? Pacifica has had the same FCC counsel for about 18 years. His name is John Krigler. We do not currently have a general counsel for Pacifica.
Will he have input on these bylaws?
No, other than to see that we're in compliance with any FCC regulations, which are really pretty immaterial to the bylaws.
If we're making a new start,
we will get a legal review. We're right now searching for an attorney who will be affordable because we're in a cash crisis. Who's also expert in California on nonprofit law.
Yes.
Okay. We have Lupe. We need to apologize. I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. We are going to take one more phone call. Lupe, Señor Guadalupe, please go right ahead.
Okay, I didn't. Well, the reason I called was these issues sound incredibly important, and I barely caught the fact that you were on today. And I know anyway, what I wanted to say was, since they are so important, why can't you allot more time for this? It seems like everybody's getting rushed off, and everybody's getting rushed about what they have to say. And if they're not super articulate and have radio trained voices, then they get rushed off even faster. So the purpose of Pacifica is to have the regular people come on and have a voice here. So if they're not so articulate, then you know they just get shoved away. I would like to hear more feminist voices on, and in the past, my experience has been with bylaws is that sometimes they get used to keep some people out or to use it as a force for certain groups.
Your comments are very well taken. Usually, this program is supposed to be 2 hours long. And this week, we're doing an exception. We are hopeful that this extra hour that was reduced from today, it will be compensated and at a later day, perhaps next week. But you're absolutely right. Such a complex issues do require time for discussion. So unfortunately, we are running out of time. We're just going to have to say goodbye to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and Mimi.
One thing,
yes.
Could I miss?
Is that Mimi?
No,
okay.
Carol.
Carol Rose, right ahead.
I do want to say that under one of the bylaws provisions, we are requiring that at least 50% of the board be women, and at least 50% of the board be people of color. With you mentioned feminism, that's one of the proposals.
Thank you, Carol.
And if I may just say from New York, I've learned today again that we have to think of ways of putting things out that are digestible even for people who may be coming in the middle or are new to the process. And it's incumbent upon us to figure out ways of communication. After all, that's what we do, that are digestible and will help people become fuller and more complete participants and empowered to preserve this wonderful,
Mimi,
wonderful network.
That note, we're going to have to stop you because we need to move out of the studio. Thank you very much for participating. Mimi Rosenberg from the Bylaws Committee from the Local Advisory Board in WBAR New York City. From Carol Spooner, joining us from Santa Rosa, California. She is a member of the Interim Pacifica National Board Committee. Here in the studio, Jonathan Markowitz of the KPFK Bylaws Committee. And
Paula Solomon, and muchas gracias.
Hasta luego, Fernando Velázquez. Que tenga muy buen día.
This is 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, also streaming on the web at kpfk.org. Find out about poets and their lives on Why Poetry, next with Paul Lieber. John Harris will read from Against the Day of the Dead and from an unpublished manuscript. Free Speech Radio News will follow at 2:30.
Unity Fest is a celebration of KPFK's new transmitter, our recent incredibly successful fund drive, and the hiring of a new general manager. I'm Christopher Sprinkle, co-producer of The Morning Show and the voice behind the morning news and views. I'll be hosting a party with live Cuban and Afghan music, classical guitar, KPFK DJs, belly dancing, a comedy performance from National Corporate Radio, lots of food, and more. We'll even get the party started with a blessing from the Gabrieleno Tongva, the first people of Los Angeles. The Peace and Diversity Group and other KPFK listeners have put it all together. Join us Saturday, July 27th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Armory Center for the Arts, 145 North Raymond Avenue, Pasadena. A $5 donation is requested at the door. And for more information, call 323-650-8166.
Today on Latino USA, a best of edition, Women in Full Voice, a conversation with American pop music legend and Latina, Linda Ronstadt. That's today on Latino USA, the radio journal of news and culture.
Don't miss Latino USA tonight at 7:30 on 90.7 FM, KPFK.
Hi, this is 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, KPFK. I'm Paul Lieber, and the name of the show is Why Poetry. And today, my guest is John Harris. And John Harris is going to be reading from Against the Day of the Dead, and the publisher is Momentum Press. And he'll also be reading some of his more recent work in a yet unnamed manuscript. I had the pleasure of hearing John read at Beyond Baroque, and it's terrific to have him here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great. Could we start it off with the Against the Day
sure.
of the Dead?
Sure.
Which is the title of Against the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, the title poem from that book. It's a very short poem.